epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the overarching point being that Maxime Raynaud probably already has a spot in the rotation, barring some sort of roster change over the course of the next couple of months. Like, I could see it being there for him. Again, going back to that term of mental gymnastics, there's not a lot there you have to do with them, Jesse.
Tomas took 9 corner threes last season.
Nine? Do we know how many threes he took, period? Because 9, no matter how many he took, 9 is incredibly low. And that's where I think Max could be a... big difference.
158 threes, if we're just subtracting the 9 from the others. Yeah,
158 threes, and yeah. 9 of them were from the corner.
Yep.
Thank you. That is a... that's a stark contrast to what I think Max can do.
115 of Domas's threes were from straight up center.
115?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought that was my imagination. Wow. But, like, think about it. When you're running Domas highlights in your head of him shooting the three, that's where he's always at. Right there at the top of the key. Right there straight ahead. Max brings something different. So, backup 5, backup 4, whatever it may be, it's easy to work him in to the Sacramento Kings rotation. Now, there's another component to that we'll get to in just a second, but this is why I struggle with Devin Carter. Where does Devin Carter fit? And this is where people want to talk about the backup point guard, and that might be his only role into getting minutes. If that's his only role into getting minutes, man, I don't know that I love that. Because I don't want to get into a conversation come Christmas time as we start to approach the second part of the season. As the trade deadline nears in early February, I'm sure. I don't want to get to the point of the season where we're like, man, Sacramento Kings need a backup point guard. Because I feel like we know that already. The Sacramento Kings need a backup point guard. Now, if you want to run Malik at the backup point, okay. It's fine. I think I'd be curious to see how the starting offense runs with Dennis Schroeder as the guy who I believe. Dennis Schroeder, I think, is a really good combination of facilitator and scorer. He can absolutely do both. I think maybe some Kings fans' frustration with him is maybe he doesn't do both at a really, really high level. Like, he's not a scorer the likes of a Trey or a Steph or a LaMelo or a scoring point guard like that. He's not a facilitator the likes of Tyrese, hell, even Trey was a good facilitator last year, but he's not, you know, that floor general Chris Paul type guy. But he can do both well. He can also defend really well. And so what will that first offensive group look like with that type of point guard versus what the second group looks like, likely with, say, a Malik Monk as the point guard? And remember, like, everyone talks about, and I understand, but everyone brings up Malik playing backup point guard role last year. But how often would Malik come in, be the backup point guard, and De'Aaron came in, and there was really no, was there really a definitive, we would often talk about De'Aaron playing off the ball. But it was never a definitive, okay, Malik is the one, De'Aaron is the two, or De'Aaron is one and Malik's the two. It just fluctuates really based on who gets the ball coming off the rim or who the outlet pass goes to. Nothing wrong with that. Customary, kind of normal. But I didn't hang my hat on, oh, like, no, Malik is this great second unit point guard. Could he be? Sure. I mean, he was had to be the starting point guard last year. But then we haven't even gotten into the conversation about Keon Ellis. We've barely talked about Keon in all of this. Not necessarily the backup point guard, but more specifically, the backcourt. This is where the difficulties of Devin Carter continue to come into play. There's too many guys at that single position. There's too many guys not at that single position. I'm sorry. There's too many guys in that backcourt in those two positions. And the Kings, one of my biggest frustrations with them as an organization that I feel like has stood the test of time, is I feel like they have, and maybe this is because their approach to the season, their approach to play, or whatever, I feel like they have difficulties developing young players. And you can probably put Keon Ellis into this conversation. Keon appears to be a really good basketball player, a really good young basketball player. Keon appears to do a lot of the different things that Scott Perry said he wanted to be the identity of this basketball team. And the Kings organization, perhaps specifically Mike Brown, really struggled with allowing Keon. I go back to last year's Summer League when I first heard Monty McNair talk about Keon Ellis. He was so dismissive of what he did for the team at the end of last year. He was so dismissive on how highly guys like De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis and Malik Monk spoke about him. Now, he didn't say all of that, but when asked about Keon, he basically said, yeah, what he did was cute. And Mike kind of said the same thing like a couple of weeks later. And it's like, man, you guys are not buying Keon Ellis. Like, what am I missing with him? Because we could talk about Kings Twitter. We could talk about Kings fans. We could talk about us. Something could happen. We could get hyped over it. And I say it all the time. We all do it. Not just Kings fans. We all overvalue our own players. That's the case for any fan of any team. They overvalue their own players. I don't have to go off of my word. I don't have to go off of what I think. I don't even have to go off what I saw. You don't have to either. To determine what Keon Ellis meant, you don't have to go off of any of that. You can have your feelings and think, oh, maybe I'm wrong. Mike is right. Monty's right. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Mike is right. Monty is right. Or maybe Mike is wrong and De'Aaron is right. And Domas is right, and Keegan is right, and Malik is right, and the guys who share the floor with him, the guys who feel the impact of his game on the floor on a possession-to-possession basis, maybe they're the ones that are right. And to go into this season, and this was where Mike really lost me. The Keon Ellis as a situational role player lost me. That was the moment where it was just like I don't know what to say about Mike anymore. Keon, flawed as a player, sure. I don't think anybody is claiming he's flawless. But the idea that Keon could only be played in certain situations because he didn't do everything Mike wanted perfectly is crazy. And it's this weird thing where Mike seemed to have held certain people to a certain standard and other people to a different standard. And he loved to talk about the standard that he would hold guys like De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis to. And media members would love to tell you how hard Mike Brown was on De'Aaron Fox and how hard he was on DeMontis Sabonis during practice. But what Mike never did with either one of those guys is pull them aside on a basketball floor during the middle of a game, during a timeout, and demonstrate setting a screen or moving or doing this or doing that like he so regularly did with guys like Terrence Davis and Keon Ellis. Like he did it with Keegan Murray. And there's a certain point where, like, Mike, you can do that. You could do that once. When you start to do that over and over and over again, there's a certain thing like, Mike, get out of my face. Like, you could see, and that's where head coaches have to rely more on their assistants. Hey, Doug, go grab TD. Hey, Doug, Keon went the wrong way on such and such. Go holler at him real quick. But the cameras started to get fixated on Mike every time he would call a timeout, every time he'd call one of those timeouts 20 seconds into every game is, you know, oh, put the camera on him. It's Terrence. Oh, it's Keon. Oh, it's Keegan again. Oh, what is he saying? Oh, look at him. Look at him teaching the young guys. All right. And then ultimately he still didn't want to play Keon after all of that. Ultimately, Terrence Davis didn't even make the roster the next year. All right. At some point, though, you're going to need some of these young guys to play ball for you. And Keon is one of those guys. Keegan is one of those guys. Now, the task for Doug Christie is making sure that guys the likes of Nick Clifford, Maxime Reno, that they don't fall into that category of guys who were drafted here and you saw like a bit of raw talent that just never really developed. And I don't even know that Nick is raw. I think Max might even be a little bit more unfinished. Nick looks like a finished basketball player to me. Now, that could be his competition. That could be me just watching with a certain level of excitement. But he looks like an NBA basketball player to me. Let's see what Manny's talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Manny, what's good?
What's good, D'Lo? Hey, you know what's unfortunate is that there's this hangover from the previous regime that is unfortunate for at least for the foreseeable future, next year, maybe year and a half, where it's going to fluctuate into the flow of everything because of the money, because of things with Keon where they can't sign him right now the way they would want to, with Devin basically being in no man's land. It might not just be on the way we talked about Davion at one point, where maybe this isn't the right team for him.
Yeah,
because they went in, you know what I'm saying, went and got a player that really didn't fit, unfortunately, where this team is headed to, or even a position's available for him. So I think that's the rough part for fans, right? Right now is like we see so much promise in the couple of the rookies and Scott Perry, and then every once in a while there's that hangover that comes from the previous regime that kind of sours you for a minute. It's just something we're going to have to deal with for a little bit.
Yeah, Manny, Davion's a good example. Davion's a good example in the sense of you and man, that's a great point, Manny. Like, maybe that's what Devin Carter is. And then, yeah, and another great point, man. Just keep finding more reasons to get frustrated with guys that aren't here anymore. Whether it's Mike or it's Monty or whatever, it's a it's just a frustration that continues to live. It continues to brew. It continues to fester. Because you look at Davion, you're like, yo, he winds up with Spo, and all of a sudden he's getting contract extensions and like. Like, no, Davion's not a superstar, but, like, how in the world did Davion not fit what Mike was doing? And that's why I felt like Mike, and this is a trait, and I think it's his, whether it's a coaching technique or it's just an actual characteristic trait that I just think Doug is so much better at than Mike, is Doug will find a way to accentuate what you do well. He'll find a way to prop up your positives. And Mike would just harp on everything you ever did wrong. We'll talk to the professor, our man Jason Jones. He's seen a lot of talented Kings come through over the years. So we'll talk to him. I think he went to Summer League for a little bit. He went to Vegas. Unclear if he went to Summer League. But we'll find out when we talk to the professor next year on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Right on time, man. It's bringing our man, the professor, Jason Jones from The Athletic. Jay, what's good? KC couldn't bear to be here after the series this past week, and he was just like, man, I can't do
he
it.
He ran.
I can't do it.
He ran his mouth and then ran away from the show this week. You know, I get it.
Is there a chance? Because I mean, the Dodgers are up 6 in the division, but it kind of feels like they're coasting. Is there any chance that they're just kind of LeBron in this thing right now? And they're like, hey, man, we won a title. Let's just get through the regular season. They got Shohei pitching a couple of innings here, a couple of innings there. let's just get to the money time of the year and do the old proverbial flip the switch as the playoffs get here.
I don't know if they're coasting per se. I think what they are doing is for the guys who are injured, there's no rush to get them back.
Yeah.
You can let Glasnow take his time. You can let Snell rest. I mean, I was watching what MLB Network and CeCe Sabathia was talking about it. He said they just need their guys back by late August.
Mm-hmm.
Let them get some change. They went and got that pitching staff and half the staff, of course, didn't get. I think there's like something in the water in LA. Whenever they sign pitchers, they just start getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You lose Snell, you lose Glasnow, but then Clayton Kershaw goes in a time machine. You know, he's like your number eight starter going into the year.
Right.
And now you've got some guy named Ohtani who can not only hit home runs, he can go out there and pitch too. And yeah, so I'm not worried. You know, they lost seven in a row and still have a six game lead in the division.
Crazy. Yeah, they lost seven straight, and the Giants really couldn't make a dent into what was going on. And that's where I was like, hey, Casey was like, man, if the Dodgers, if the Giants can win this series this weekend, and they were in a good position to, you know, win 2-1, but uh-huh. I thought, like, I don't think that's going to be enough. Yeah, I just don't, yeah, I don't, I, mean, I don't, the Dodgers lost all of these games in a row and really didn't lose much of their lead.
No, and that's why all the Giants fans I know who are all laughing at me, I'm like, check out the standings. You guys might be in third right now, so chill. I mean, you're busy laughing. You just dropped 5 or 6 of two bad teams a couple of weeks ago. Chill out, you know. I think some of the Giants fans resorted to reminding me that their stadium is better than the Dodgers stadium. I'm like, okay, all right. Congratulations, I guess. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with the loss. But hey, whatever makes them happy.
Did you happen to see what Dave Roberts said yesterday? He was on some like panel with like Pat McAfee, and he was asked about a comment he made in 2021 when the Major League Baseball All-Star Game moved out of Atlanta, and Rob Manfred was talking about voter suppression laws being a big reason why, and they don't believe in that, and they're going to walk away from this. And Dave Roberts said, you know, if this game is in Atlanta, I don't think I could be the manager. Well, tonight's game is in Atlanta, and yeah. Dave Roberts is very much the manager. And last we've checked, no voter suppression laws in Georgia have changed. I mean, you're laughing, and I know why you're laughing, but I found myself talking about, you know, Dave Roberts and that remark earlier and just becoming more frustrated as I talked about it, feeling like, man, bro, you can't be performative. Like, you got to be real with this. And the fact that they almost just blew past the fact that they moved this All-Star game 4 years ago because of laws that are still in effect today, I thought was kind of insulting.
It is because, yeah, and it's, I don't even know what to make of it because the Dodgers have done a few things this year. Baseball overall and the Dodgers have made me just kind of go, I don't get it. You know, how do you go to the White House after Jackie Robinson was disrespected the way he was? Mm. Like, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you saw baseball basically has, done the job for this administration. You know, it's crazy because I wrote a story last week about some of their, basically when it comes to their DEI initiatives, basically, you know, they had the Swingman Classic on Friday, which highlights, you know, the HBCU players and gives them, you know, a form to play All-Star Weekend. I believe they had five HBCU with HBCU All-Stars drafted. So it's weird. They haven't necessarily walked away from those initiatives. They just don't want to call them diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's weird, you know, but this is just this weird times we're living in. Yeah. Cause you know, nothing's changed in the last 4 years.
No,
I think the tenor of, you know, the media and, you know, 4 years ago, it wasn't cool to say that you were supporting.
That's right.
Something that was, yeah, it wasn't cool.
That's
now
right.
It's like, well, okay, it's all right. You know, we understand that you have nuance now, but you know, 4 or 5 years ago, nobody wanted to be seen as anti-Black, anti-Latino, anti-anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of like, well, it's my rights and I'll be what I am. Right. And baseball just kind of went along with, all right, you know, okay, let's go ahead and move the game to Atlanta. Yay. You know, and it's just, yeah, it's frustrating. It's confusing. But I've come to expect when it comes to these type of things, especially in sports leagues, they're going to go where the money is and where the public opinion or they feel public opinion is. Like, I don't think the NBA would have Black Lives Matter on a jersey in 2025.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think part of it is, too, maybe they could, but part of it is with baseball is only has about 6%, Black Americans in the game overall.
Yeah.
Whereas, say, with basketball, your biggest stars are Black.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, outside of Mookie Betts, I don't know who would raise a fuss.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like, you look around and I can't imagine what it's like to be, a Latino player from another country during this time. And if you say something during this time going to the All-Star game, I can't imagine that your mentions wouldn't be too nice.
Man, you might not be able to get into the stadium the way it is at some places. That's why I gave your Dodgers a lot of love a couple of weeks ago for the way they handled that ice situation outside Dodger Stadium. That was disgusting. But two, shout out to that lone security guard who knew I cannot let them on this premises. And he
rolling up on Juneteenth to do that was sick.
Man.
I can't even understand how, this is just so much of this is just so weird now.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's funny. Some of the same people who are in four all gung ho about, let's enforce these sporting events. Were the same people who said keep politics out of sports. I don't want that stuff in my games.
Right.
I just want to get entertained. Now all of us, it reminds me of the classic with Harry Edwards when I was at Cal about this is all it's all politics, no matter how they try to dress it up.
Yeah.
The fact that there's an anthem before the game in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I can enjoy an NBA game or an NFL game without any music beforehand.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't need a NFL sponsored military advertisement in between the second and third, between the first and second quarter. So it's just wild times we're living in. Like you said, people will go back to, remember the NBA didn't want to go to Charlotte. They'll go back to Charlotte,
That's right.
It's all a lot of lip service, A lot of, not just in sports, a lot of organizations will say, I'm not going to those states. But the fact is, if you're talking about not going to red states, you eliminate a good,
that's a lot.
Almost the entire Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
Or a good chunk of it.
Yeah. That's
and
a lot.
Do you want to have all your conferences in California and New York and Illinois? you probably don't want to do that financially. So, we're stuck in this kind of weird lurch of a situation where, however, depending on how the midterms go, will depend on how the sports teams respond, I think. Mm-hmm. I think if the midterms go a certain way, all of a sudden, you'll have – think about it. What was that commercial they had a month or two ago about the NFL is everyone's game. That includes, trans people and gay people.
That was a horrible commercial, but yeah.
I mean, it was a really bad commercial.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they were. I was just like, never mind how you feel. I said the commercial was so bad. I was more offended by the commercial itself.
Yeah.
Not even the memo. This is just not a good commercial. And the players were like, that's not my NFL.
Yeah.
That's not my NFL. And I'm just like, okay, they'll never try that again.
Remember God, this is a weird sentence. Was it Tom Brady and Snoop? The Super Bowl commercial?
There was like a Tom Brady Snoop.
Where they're like, you're different. You're this. You're that. And then it ended with, isn't that a silly reason to not like each other? What the hell is this?
And they've had some terrible. What was the one where they ended racism by giving someone a Pepsi?
Oh, yeah. That was a Pepsi commercial. Yes, there was. there were riot gear and uprisings, and the little girl just walked up and handed the man a Pepsi, and damn it, it was fine.
Oh, I forgive you. Let's stop all this. I got a Pepsi.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. yeah, I don't even know what to say about some of this stuff. Sometimes I just kind of sit back, look at it, and go, okay, whatever.
It's just phony, man. That's all it is. It's just phony. Did you, Robert, did you go to Las Vegas?
Yeah, I was there for like a couple of days.
Did you go to Summer League?
Nope. I got out of there Thursday. Well, I was going to go to some games on Thursday. They informed our job that there was a limited amount of press passes.
Okay.
And we had like by far more people than anybody there.
Okay.
And we were like 15 over their limit. I said, fine, I'll give mine up. I'll go home.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. Don't, please don't make me watch Summer League basketball. I'll go home.
What did you go to Vegas for then?
We had a company wide like NBA meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So the meeting was on Wednesday.
Okay.
And so I was going to leave Thursday night. I just left earlier. I was like, you know, what's the point of me hanging out? I can't even go to the game. So all I'll do is like be a degenerate walking around Vegas all day.
Yeah.
So I'm just go ahead and go home and be a degenerate instead.
How much bad Kings basketball did you cover at Summer League?
Oh, I saw some stuff that I wish I'd never seen.
Summer League. Summer League can be tough.
I mean, it's bad when the coaches are like, we just want to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to leave.
The first 3-4 days are like Thursday to Monday is like really exciting. Okay, we get to watch, you know, the Cooper Flags, the Victor Wembanyamas. You get to watch the big dogs. And then it's like, all right, man, let's go.
Yeah, and back then, too, early on until recently, you didn't have that tournament set up. Mm-hmm. So you knew you're going to play your five games. You knew what your last day was. So there was more of a chance that, say, your first round pick would play all five games. Like they're shutting down Cooper Flag after two Summer League games.
Right.
Yeah. You don't really get a good read on, you know, there's people who are really good in Summer League who are terrible in the NBA. There's people who look terrible in Summer League end up being good in the NBA. I mean, there's like a laundry list of like Summer League all-stars who couldn't get off the bench in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's guys you watch and you go, oh man, I don't know if he can really play. They get to the league and they figure it out. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It feels
there will be teams in Vegas tanking to get out of that tournament to get home.
Hey, that is so accurate. There are nobody now players. They may be motivated. They're fighting for jobs, like whatever. Those coaches so desperately want to get out of Nevada. Like,
yeah, think about this. If you go into Vegas and you've got 15 roster spots already, you know, and you've got your two ways and your exhibit 10s, you know none of these guys will play for your team. Maybe one or two get to come to camp with you, maybe. You really are gaining nothing by keeping those guys there for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Let those guys try to find a job, you know, somewhere. I mean, what are we doing here? These guys aren't going to be on your team. And you know that, you know, and then I always feel bad for the writers because you're like, you know, if it's like game number 4 or 5, you're writing the story about, you know, this guy is trying to, you know, make the roster. Then you realize they got 15 guaranteed contracts. He's not making the roster. Why are we writing this story?
Yeah.
Write about his chances to go overseas, maybe, but let's not lie to the fans like some of these guys have a chance to make the roster. They don't. It's just a numbers game. So, yeah, you're going to have some coaches being like, you know, or some teams going, okay, we've been here about, you know, you're playing so good, you get to go home now. No more games for you.
Yeah, that's the thing is we're watching like Sacramento Kings basketball because we're 3-0, Jason. We're looking at Summer League title number 3 right now. You know, Kings fans, we're riding high, but they have a couple of guys that we are really watching, like Nick Clifford, the guy that they traded into the first round to get Maxime Reynaud, the kid from Stanford, and then of course Devin Carter, who's in his second year. And I don't know, I feel like a time to shut those guys down is going to come. But we haven't heard anything along those lines after winning the game last night and their next game being tomorrow at 12:30. But now the conversation has become more like, okay, particularly with Max and Neek, like, hey man, these guys are pretty good. Like they look like they can play basketball. Neek looks like an NBA player to me. He looks like he just looks comfortable. The game looks easy for him. Now it's this game of mental gymnastics where how is this going to translate when DeMar DeRozan is on the floor, when Zach LaVine is on the floor? You know, when you're going against LeBron James and Luka Doncic and all those guys, how is what we're seeing here in Summer League going to translate? And it just becomes this game of, like I said, mental gymnastics of trying to figure out how all of this stuff works. And that's not even factoring in these different rotations and the Kings being loaded at the guard position. How does that work for Devin Carter? And we fool ourselves into thinking like, man, we really, really got something here, because the last thing we saw from them was so great.
Yeah. And then you, like you said, you realize when you get to training camp, where are those minutes going to be?
Yeah.
You know, how do you look? How does Devin Carter look when he's option number five?
That's the thing. He's the one out of the three where I feel like he doesn't have minutes. I think Neek can have minutes as Zach LaVine's backup right now. I feel like Max can have minutes either as Domas's backup or somewhere at that four spot where Keegan is at as his backup. Mm-hmm. Like, they're easy to work in because of where they are on the floor. Devin, I don't know. Like, I don't know how you fit him into this rotation. Yeah.
Between Malik and Schroeder, it's tough. And you really can't say that Summer League is a showcase, because no one's watching Summer League going, see, we got to go get that guy now. Usually, you know, it happens for maybe a guy towards, you know, maybe a two-way type guy. But, yeah, you can't it's tough, because the role Devin has right now is not the role he will have in October.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, you, if you're the Kings, you're happy that he looks good out. You know, you want him to look good out there, because you don't want a lottery pick from a year ago out there getting worked over by guys who are going to be playing on Exhibit 10 deals for a G League team. So you don't want that. But on the other hand, it's like you also realize that this will not be his role in a few months. You know, there are some other guys that are going to be on the team. And, yeah, it's a real – It really will drive you crazy mentally if you start thinking too much. Like, if Max is a five most of the time, you realize that means he gets about, what, 10, 12 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you can't it's always tough, because, you know, we do stories where we would project minutes. And I remember years I did one and the fans jumped on me because I projected like Harry Giles would get no minutes. They're like, how could you? I'm like, where are they going to come from?
Yeah.
Like, where are they going to come from? And it's just a numbers game. You know, you can only play, you can't play 12 guys, you know,
they can't be successful playing 12 guys.
Yeah. And you can't, and you have to let your main guys get into a rhythm. And most guys in the NBA would probably tell you to do that, they got to play like at least 30 plus minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't sign Dennis Schroeder to play 20 minutes.
Mm hmm.
You're not paying Zach LaVine, whatever you're playing him.
A lot.
Yeah, to play 18 minutes a night. You know, it's just so you can, you know, they're in that weird purgatory, because, you know, either you're trying to win with the vets or you're developing the young guys. But all the vets and the young guys all kind of play the same position.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So it's like, do you want to have a team where you're telling Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, hey, with your like $60 million, whatever it is in salary, you guys are going to sit over here and support, you know, Neek and Devin. And, you know, there's really, they're just in a really weird spot right now.
Yeah. And that's got to be one of the toughest jobs. It's going to be, I think, one of Del Christie's toughest jobs. And it's probably the toughest job for a head coach in general, is like developing young players is difficult, because you want those guys, you want guys like Neek and Max and those guys to be out there on the floor, but they might not bring you your best opportunity to win. And in the end, Scott Perry, Del Christie, general managers, head coaches, they're still judged off of wins and losses.
Yeah. I've had multiple coaches tell me they can say all they want about developing talent, they're going to fire me anyway.
Yeah, right.
So why it's to my advantage to win. And you see it happening with Golden State with Kuminga. It's like, well, do the Warriors develop young players? No, because they have a lot of vets. And if you've got Steph Curry still giving you 28, 30 a game, a coach, whether no matter how you feel about that coach, is not going to be inclined to decide, let me give Jonathan Kuminga 25, 30 minutes when I got Jimmy Butler and I've got Curry and I've got Draymond. I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mm-hmm. really, those timelines are really a thing with teams. I mean, it's tough enough to integrate one young guy.
Yep.
Trying to integrate two, three, four is almost impossible unless you're like those old, you know, those tanking Philly teams, or if you're a team like how Utah's been, or Charlotte, where it's understood that you're not going to be good and it's okay to lose.
But, both of those situations are going great, by the way. The Utah Charlotte situation; those are just going wonderful.
As I've always said, I've never been in favor of encouraging losing. I've never seen anything good come from a team that just kept losing on purpose. Like, and you know, you make losing acceptable.
Yeah,
and
right.
No matter how much better you try to get, I don't see what's gained by, hey, we're not going to try to win. You know, so that we can hopefully, maybe, luckily, and those like, two of those teams, they didn't even get a top three pick.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They did all that losing, traded all those bets to pick like fifth and sixth.
Gave it to Nico.
Yeah. Yeah. It could still work out for you, maybe, you know, but it's almost like almost kind of also, if, you know, if you're a bad team, it's like, so Dallas loses in the play-in and gets the first pick.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's like, you know, a team that was a game away from making the playoffs goes all the way to number one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a wrong way to do it probably. Yeah. But I think the Kings have to figure out, are we going to, you know, go all in on young guys? But the problem is that means you got to make deals.
Yeah, you can't.
You got to find a team that says, I want Zach Levine. I think Zach Levine puts me over the top. I want, you know. Or a team that says, "Hey, we'll take an expiring deal," and what you don't want to get into that game of is, "Okay, we'll attach our first round pick in 2030 something to get off of this contract,"
mm-hmm.
and that's the game you don't want to get into, you know, and they're in a bind, but you know, we got time. We'll see what happens with them.
Speaking of Nico, what the hell is going on in Los Angeles with your king?
The typical passive aggressive off-season drama. I mean, I'm kind of feel like this is like just right on schedule. Like this is what happens. I think the Lakers aren't helping it by being the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, them making sure that ESPN reports their vision of 2027 salary cap space.
That was tough.
It's the most embarrassing, ludicrous thing they could have done.
Tough.
You've got LeBron James coming off a second team All-NBA season. You're going to have a healthy, motivated Luka Doncic, and your strategy is we need cap space two summers from now. Mind you, the way this CBA is, I don't know who the hell would even be out there for them. What are they going to do? Like, this is ridiculous. I mean, I'm like, you know, new ownership, please come in and I talked to my homie about it. I said, hey, you know, the new ownership group, you know, with the Dodgers, which means they know Magic, you know, and Magic might be like, as soon as this thing is done, Robbie, goodbye.
Mm.
Enough of these games.
Yeah.
Because that's utterly embarrassing and ridiculous. Most teams would be fighting to have two all-NBA top 10, top 15 players in the league. They'd be trying to win. And you're like, well, we're trying to win, but. No, don't. And it was just, to me, just nasty that you would get out there. We need flexibility for 2027. No, you need to maximize this window now. You already got a gift at Ayton. Try to win.
And that's the thing when you talk about regular offseason drama. I was talking about this earlier. Like, what's the end game for everyone involved? Like, what's the end game for Los Angeles in this situation with LeBron James? And LeBron and Rich Paul, what do you ultimately trying to accomplish with this?
I think ultimately you're just trying to putting some pressure on the late. I mean, in other words, it's a PR game to me, because if they go out there and lose in the first round again, LeBron can either go on to another team or retire and say, hey, I tried. They did not want to win.
Yeah.
But my concern is that what does that do with Luka as he sits there and watches you not try to win?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's got the extension date coming up and all that, but still, I don't know what that does when you got another star in his prime, you know, and this is not the Dr. Jerry Buss era. You know, this is not those Lakers I grew up on. These are Lakers who have been, you know, notoriously cheap on the outside of the, you know, salaries, with the players. They've been cheap. They've made multiple public missteps, and I just don't know how, if that, you know, and this is not like, you know, any other organization. You're one of the, you know, two, three premier teams in the entire NBA. And you're talking about 2027 when you've got those two guys. And even with all, they finished third in the West last year.
Yeah,
it's like to talk about 2027 when you were third in the West and you didn't have a center basically for 2.5 months.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But the idea of them talking like we really can't move forward until LeBron James is off the books is incredible to me. Like, for that reason that you just said, 24-8-8 for this 40-year-old who led you to third in the West last year.
They're talking like he's the like he's the Mozgov contract.
Right.
Like, if we could just get this off the books, we'll be okay. Like, do you realize what he gave you last season? And unless something happened, there's no reason to believe he's going to fall off that proverbial cliff and be like a 10-point a game guy.
Right.
So what do you, it's just not sensical at all, you know. But I also think that there could be some posturing. But yeah, it's a really, for me, it's a real bad look for the organization more than it is a player. To me, it's a really, to get that story out. And then even with the whole ESPN reporting where the same people for the same company reporting different stuff.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, that's when you start playing the little media game. Okay, I know this person did a book with us. Yep. So I know who this person is talking to, and I know who that person is probably talking to. I'm like, this is, it's just dumb. It's just really dumb and embarrassing.
Yeah, it's the changes that I think are ahead for the Los Angeles Lakers when this sale goes through, I think, are pretty incredible. Jeannie Buss keeping 15% remaining the front-facing governor is terrific, but someone owns 85%, so she is just that. She is the front-facing governor. She's not going to have final say. Yeah.
She'll go to the governor's meeting.
Right.
He's not paying all that money to let a team that's won one championship since in the last, 14, 15 years
yeah.
tell him what to do.
Yeah. Right.
That's, and like I said, I mean, you got magic in his ear who quit that organization already once
mm-hmm.
over how that front office was. You know, I think it's going to be some swift changes once that happens.
There was an absurd amount of professional wrestling on this past weekend. You've got your shirt on. How much of it did you watch?
Oh, I watched all the I haven't got a chance to run back AEW. Plus, it's a 6-hour show, and I think I need like 3 days. My complaint about AEW is that their matches are just too long in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't have people kicking out of the finisher 18 times in a 30-minute match, you know, but yep. I watched pretty much all of it. Yeah. I got this. This was back, when Naomi won in LA. So I was down there. So
obviously you like the finish of her winning the title. I think the tough part, and you don't know this going into it, that match was so good.
Yeah.
It was so, so good that, again, like, I know cash-ins are always really, really big moments, but that was such a great match. It was the first time where I was like, oh, I don't think they needed that. But I get it. It was a moment. It worked. Like, it didn't disappoint me at all. But that it shouldn't get lost that match leading to Naomi's cash-in was phenomenal.
That's a match of the year candidate.
That's the only entire match that I watched the whole weekend.
I'm ashamed to admit, I actually fell asleep during the Stratton Trish match. Uh-huh. I like this was just chilling. And then I woke up in the match with my kid was like, oh, the match is over. I'm like, okay, all right. I love Trish Stratus, but I was not there I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
There was an overdose of wrestling. And if they're going to keep trying to do this AEW, WWE on the same weekend,
yeah, they need to stop that.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's like AEW, you can't win that fight.
Yeah.
They're on Peacock. I mean, I'm not paying $50 for the AEW pay-per-view knowing that someone's going to be streaming it on YouTube and I can watch it a day later for free.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and I don't know that AEW has any control over that. Like, I feel like they book their events, and Hunter goes, all right, let's do Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, it's petty. It's very petty. It's extremely petty. But, hey, it's competition, and I think it's in the last year. I just think AEW, for the American audience, they've gotten too wrestling, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's the also, I'm good on the ECW stuff. I don't need to see guys going through glass and Moxley pulling nails out of his back. Like, I don't need to watch that. I'm a grown ass man. Like, that does not amuse me.
Yeah, I'm not in high school. I don't need to see. I mean, my thing is, how many times can you put him on a bed of nails?
Right.
I mean, you do it so many times. Like, okay, we get it. Someone's going to fall, go through glass again.
Again.
It's like, yeah. I think if you're going to use that stuff, it's got to be like a moment. It's not even a moment for them anymore. It's just, okay, Mox is going to put some nails in his back or.
Yeah. When Mick pulled out the thumbtacks for the first time in Hell in a Cell, that was a big moment. When you do it every Friday, it's like, yeah, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. To me, that's where they're messing up with that. Yeah. It's like, between that and like if Tony Storm's finisher doesn't work three times, it's like she gets three straight pile drivers.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and I also just think with them, some of those great matches they have during the week, they got to save some of those for the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Like you almost got to copy WWE. It's almost got to be like them. Like Will Ospreay doesn't wrestle on TV hardly ever. Mm-hmm. You got to do it like that. So where it feels like it's a moment when he gets, when he's on TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, having Mox on TV in a match every other week doesn't make it feel as special.
Right.
And I was at the, I was in Tacoma for the Danielson Mox match. And that was a hell of a moment, because at that point, it's like you saw the full turn of Mox and the villain.
Mm-hmm. And doing it in Tacoma is just brilliant. That's just
that was what they call cinema.
Yeah, that's like, well,
when he's choking people out with chains every week, it's like, okay, you know.
Or my favorite, they're putting bags, plastic bags, over guys' heads.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you can't do this every week. You know, you can't. We can't suffocate people every week.
The professor, Jason Jones of The Athletic, appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. That's our man, Jason Jones, right there. Only man to go to Las Vegas during Summer League and not actually go to Summer League. Great stuff from a guy right there. We have got the Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up next. So I'm going to head over to 102.5. Y'all know what to do if you want to hang out over there. If not, we got the Insiders coming back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be back here at 12, still working on what that show looks like. Of course, James Hamm will be with me. But stick around. Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.